What up, family? It's your boy. We're back again. I wanted to talk to the people about the Black Panther movie. You know, I wanted to wait until, you know, enough people got to see it. If you haven't seen it, it's a good movie. I enjoyed it. I wanted to get into not the whole entire movie. I don't want to, you know, dabble into what I thought about the whole entire movie. Just a particular scene in the movie that really struck with me, and I think it's important that people understand, and, you know, maybe go back and watch the movie to really see what I'm talking about. And I think it's, you know, I've seen a lot of reviews on the movie, and I haven't heard or seen anybody really talk about this particular scene that I think resonates with us as a people. As Black people, as African people, you know, the movie in general, I think it was very influential because it, you know, obviously it gave, you know, black people, black children, a different scenery than what they're accustomed to seeing of the people of their color. You know, we see us getting shot, we see us getting killed. You know, we see the negative imagery, you know, so it's always a great thing to see, you know, positive imagery. You know, even in the movie, you know, you had one of the armies was, you know, the main army of the Black Panther, and the general of the Black Panther was a woman, and the army was made of all women. So that just showed women in a different light, and more of a militant role, if you will. You know, so it was just good to see, you know, the different imagery, and also the different imageries of what Africa is than what we typically see on TV, which leads me into the scene that I want to talk to you about. So the particular scene that I want to get into is, you know, after Black Panther loses to Killmonger, and he throws him over the cliff, right? He supposedly dies. So for them to resurrect him, they give him the vibranium, he drinks the vibranium, things of that nature, that, you know, he's resurrected. And during that resurrection, he goes and sees, not only his father, but he goes to see the rest of the ancestors, and the ancestors are pretty much calling him home. In that particular scene, he rejects them calling them home. And so what happens now is, after he rejects them, you know, he kind of tells them, you know, hey, you were wrong in hiding or keeping our resources to ourselves. When in fact we have people that look like us in different parts of the world who can use these resources to better themselves, or, you know, get out of the situation that they're in. You know, so I'm not coming home until my job is done on Earth to fix the mistake that our ancestors made. So I want to get into that. You know, I'm very spiritual into, you know, the ancestors, and, you know, looking to them for guidance. But I also want to make the point to that sometimes what our ancestors did is not always was always the right thing to do. And it's okay to say that some of the things that our ancestors did were incorrect and were wrong. You know, even some of my ancestors, they realize that, and they even changed. People like Martin Luther King Jr., who everyone knows, you know, even his message changed towards the end of his life. Malcolm X, even his message changed towards the end of his life. So it's okay that the answer, you know, for us to, you know, say, and to let the ancestor know that, hey, you made a mistake, but I'm going to learn from that mistake, and I'm going to try to build on what you did, but correct and some of the mistakes you made as well. So That was one point of it. The second point of it is, right, I'm 31. So growing up as a kid, the only imageries that I saw of African people were, you know, the 10 cents a day, African children, and the African people living in deserts, and the African people, you know, eating sand cookies and things of that nature. So it wasn't positive imagery, you know. And then, you know, you also, as a kid growing up, you hear jokes like, oh, you an African booty scratcher, and, you know, things of that nature. And then also in the school system, you know, we're taught African history begins with slavery. You know, we're not taught about the kings and the queens that existed before that time. You know, we think that our history as black people, our history begins in slavery. So coming up as a kid, our imagery and our connection with African people wasn't good. You know, so now you have, you know, true blood Africans who come from that, who actually come from Africa. They have a distaste in their mouths about the African American or the African people that's in America, that we don't relate to them because we don't have that connection, or we haven't had that connection. And then vice versa, you know, we don't want to associate with African people because the imagery and what we were taught from when we were kids are negative imageries or negative information. So why would I want to attach myself to that? You know what I mean? So I think that particular, you know, going back into that particular scene, I think that it's important that, or it was important that the African people in Africa, you know, not only kept their resources for themselves, but reached out to the people that are in the United States, or reached out to the African people who are, you know, across the country, because I think that would have uplifted us as a people growing up. You know, and it wouldn't take a movie like The Black Panther to inspire us to want to learn about our culture, because we would have that connection, you know, growing up. You know, we don't even, you know, celebrate Kwanzaa, as much as we should. And I say all that to say this, and I know I'm rambling a little bit, but I say all that to say this. When the United Nations and, you know, the people, you know, Russia and United States and all those different countries, they come and they have a meeting, right? If America were to treat the Italians the way they treat the black people in this country, Italy would have something to say about it. They would have to answer to Italy. If the Russians were treated or were being slaughtered and things of that nature in America, America would have to answer to the Russians. If the Chinese were getting treated like the black people in America, America will have to answer to the Chinese. So here's my point. The Chinese people, even though they are, you have, you know, so quote unquote Chinese Americans, they still have that relationship with their homeland. There's still a connection with their homeland. Being that black people have lost or have been separated from their connection to their homeland, which is Africa, that's why you see the black people getting treated as such, because now we have no one to speak up for us. We don't have a homeland, a quote unquote homeland, that comes in and say, hey, you can't treat our people this way. And if you continue to treat our people this way, then you can't have access to our resources, you know, and things of that nature. So in that particular scene, you know, going back to it, that particular scene, you know, Black Panther or T'Challa were telling the ancestors like, hey, we have people outside of Wakanda that are struggling, that can use our help, that don't have a connection to us. And they're in search of, in dire need of that connection. So that's where the Killmonger reference comes in. That is where he is an African who lives in America, but didn't have that connection or lost that connection to his roots. You feel what I'm saying? So now, you know, he's a quote unquote villain, which I don't think he is in the movie, but he's a quote unquote villain because he's upset that the people of his homeland left him out there stranded. You feel what I'm saying? So again, it goes back to me saying, as a kid, if I had that connection with my people or my homeland, the imagery that's portrayed to me in America, I would ignore it to a certain degree because I know the true nature of my homeland. But instead, I'm seeing, you know, my, you know, African people barely have clothes, living homeless, eating sand cookies. You know, some of the jokes I hear is you are African booty scratcher. You know, I see our history begins with slavery. We've been beaten and raped and thing and, you know, things of that nature. So why would I want to connect with something like that? You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, I just wanted to touch base on that concept, on that idea of the movie, of why I think the movie is great, because it touched on, even though it's a fictional movie, it's a Marvel movie, it touched on things that are happening in this society, or things that are, that you can correlate into today's society of how things are now. You know, again, if you haven't seen the movie, I definitely encourage you to see it, watch it, and really dissect it. So again, man, I think that the people, our homeland did us a disservice, by not keeping that connection, not quote unquote saving us, you know, and you feel what I'm saying? You know, I don't want to put all the onus on them, on our homeland, but you know, it's, again, you can't just kill Russians in the street or Italians in the street and not have to answer to Russia. And not have to answer to Italy, and not have to answer to China, and not have to answer to these other countries, because they still have that connection with their people. You know, us as black people or African people, we lost that connection. So in turn, you know, things are how they are. We can be slaughtered in the street, and the people have no one to answer to, and things of that nature. So it's just something to think about. You know, I don't want to get too deep into it, but it's something that sparked my attention with that particular scene. I thought it was a really important scene, and how it correlated to, you know, not only just my life, but, you know, other people of color. So with that being said, people, I'm going to definitely get back on with my podcast. You know, I've been slacking a little bit, just been busy with, you know, a lot of the football camps and things of that nature with the youth. So I'm definitely going to be back on it. But since we had a snow day today, I figured I'd just drop a jewel real quick. Just talk about that scene in the Black Panther movie. But again, people, again, man, I appreciate all the feedback. You know, give feedback. Let's open up the dialogue. So even if you're listening to the podcast and you have a question or whatever, a comment, just leave it. And then, you know, so we can keep the line of communication open. That's, you know, the main reason I wanted to do the podcast is, you know, to provoke thought, to provoke you to think, to have questions, to create dialogue. You know, I don't want it to just be me talking and you listening. So, again, I encourage you guys to leave feedback, comments, questions, or concerns. Enjoy your night, family. Peace.